Hi everyone, and welcome back to today's Philosophy Minute with Shayla and Sophie.
Today, we will be doing a philosophical movie review on the movie Split.
Split is a horror movie that was released this year and directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
The plot of the movie focuses on a man named Kevin Wendelcrum, who was abused as a child, and in turn, developed a dissociative personality disorder.
His personality disorder consists of 23 different personalities that all have numerous different characteristics and attributes. For example, one of Kevin's personalities is a scheming 9-year-old boy named Hedwig, and another is a fashion designer named Barry, who is kind and has good moral standing. Barry's main goal is to protect Kevin.
Unfortunately, not all of Kevin's 23 personalities have positive characteristics. For example, one personality named Dennis kidnaps 3 teenage girls at a supermarket. He does this because he is serving Kevin's secret 24th personality, called the Beast.
So everyone might be wondering how the movie Split relates to philosophy. Well, let me tell you, we are interested in unpacking what determines someone's contiguous personal identity over time. Kevin, in the movie Split, represents the perfect subject to study because he displays highly different personalities that don't correlate to each other. Through the analysis of dissociative identity disorder in the movie, we are hoping to uncover if people that have personality disorders can truly be the same person despite their illness.
I will be arguing for the side that suggests that a person's identity stems from their morals, beliefs, and desires. And therefore, due to Kevin's disorder, every time a personality takes over, he isn't the same person as he once was.
I will be arguing for the side that personal identity is built on body composition, and despite Kevin's disorder, he is still Kevin, regardless of all of his different personalities.
An important point to notice is a person's will to live. What makes a person want to go on living are their categorical desires. When relating this back to the film, Dennis's categorical desires are to please the Beast, while Hedwig's categorical desires might be to get a new toy, because he is a 9-year-old, and Kevin's categorical desires are hidden because of his illness. Since each of the personalities and the main subject, Kevin, have different categorical desires and beliefs, how could they be the same person? Another important thing to notice is each personality's moral standing. Dennis, the evil personality who abducts the 3 teenage girls, obviously displays very low moral standing and is a bad person, whereas Barry, the fashion designer who tries to tell the psychiatrist about the kidnapping that has taken place because he wants to protect Kevin, has good moral standing. Each of Kevin's personalities, desires, beliefs, and morals differ too much from each other. If someone met someone with Dennis's personality, whose beliefs stemmed from all things evil, and that man met someone with Barry's personality, whose beliefs stem from good, they would never conclude that these people are at all similar or the same person. Therefore, to be the same person over time, it is necessary for you to have the same desires, beliefs, and morals. This is why Kevin and all his personalities should be thought of as different people.
I'd like to make an objection to this point. Yes, people might be confused if they met someone with 2 different personalities in the same body, but the person would still be seen as the same, regardless, because he is in one body. Another example I'd like to point out is people living with bipolar disorder. Although one day the woman might be extremely happy and outgoing with a categorical desire to raise her children and provide for her family, and then the next, she is depressed and doesn't care about anything. Although there is a change in beliefs and desires, regardless, the family would still see the woman as their wife or mother, not a different person. I disagree to the fact that Kevin's personal identity differs just because he doesn't share the same thoughts and beliefs of his other identities. Kevin still remains in the same body stature as when he did when he was first born, before he had developed his mental illness. Just because someone's beliefs or character changes doesn't mean he is a totally different person. If his parents or a family friend saw him years down the road, they wouldn't refer to him by any different name just because of his illness. They would still refer to him as Kevin because he still remains in Kevin's body despite his fluctuating brain chemistry. Instead of suggesting that changes in personality change the person, we should instead understand that having differing personalities is just a component of the person's identity. Kevin's 23 personalities are what makes him the person he is.
I disagree on the basis that you are the same person over time because of your body composition. It would be unjust to agree with your argument, Shayla. In terms of your argument, you are stating that when you grow up and your body changes, or if you suffer from an injury that changes your physical appearance, you would have to then be categorized as having a completely different personality or personal identity.
That's a good point, Sophie. Okay, now we will conclude our arguments and let the audience decide. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week with an ethical debate on robot warfare with special guest, Professor of Philosophy, Dr. Ransom.